This is the day the Lord has made. Thank you for joining us in worship today. We praise God for you and however you're listening. We pray the message you receive will allow you to strengthen your relationship in Christ and build his kingdom as we seek God, shape lives, and serve the world. Our scripture for today's message is found in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Let us pray. God, our creator, our sustainer, our redeemer, our deliverer, we come humbly before you now, asking in this special moment, at this special time, that you open our ears that we may hear, our minds that we may understand, our hearts that we might believe. Move within us, God, through this word, through your word, that your will might be done in all of our lives. Guide us, direct us, bless us, and keep us. We pray for the entire congregation of First African Baptist Church and beyond, all of those who are listening and paying attention and sharing with us on this day. We ask your manifold blessings. Bless, guide, and keep us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our subject for today's sermon is, Let's Get the Job Done. Let's get the job done. Ephesians 2 and 10 again says, For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. All year, we have focused on a theme of this being a year of action. Even in the midst of a pandemic, we have studied, prayed, preached, discussed, and even debated what needs to be done in our community, in our county, in our state, in our nation, and even in this world. Let me share with you a story about four people. They're named Everybody, Somebody, Anybody, and Nobody. There was an important job to be done, and everybody was sure that somebody would do it. Anybody could have done it, but nobody did it. Somebody got angry about that because it was everybody's job. Everybody thought anybody could do it, but nobody realized that everybody wouldn't do it. It ended up that everybody blamed somebody when nobody did what anybody could have. How many times have we seen things not get done because everybody thought somebody was going to do it, but nobody did? If there ever was a time in history for our church and for the church in general to be about our Father's business, it's now. It's time to get the job done. It's not by accident that we were where we are. It's not an accident that we are where we are in 2021. Thinking a year ago that by this time, this year, we would be in a much better place. We couldn't wait for 2020 to be over with, to be gone, and the pandemic to be over. We sort of believed that once there was a vaccine for COVID-19, everyone would gladly take it, and we would be back to what we call normal. We thought everybody would be vaccinated because anybody over 12 could be. We also thought that everybody would wear their masks because they realized the seriousness of this pandemic. We thought everyone would wash their hands. We thought everyone would do the part that they had to do so we all could be safe. But even beyond the pandemic, we have a great opportunity to do God's will. Look at how this world should have turned all of our attention to God in the midst of all we've been through even outside of the pandemic. There have been wars and rumors of wars, wildfires in the West, floods in the East, hurricanes in the South, tornadoes in the middle, not to mention earthquakes and tsunamis worldwide. We commemorated 20 years since 9/11, and yet tensions continue to rise concerning terrorism from abroad, and yes, even domestically here at home. Hatred is everywhere. Seemingly, everybody hates somebody. If we ever needed the Lord, so do need him now. And I can hear the Lord saying, if I ever needed my people who are called by my name, I sure do need them now. We, the church, we are his workmanship. We are his workmanship. Therefore, we must work to get the job done. Seeing that we know God is depending on us to do his will, let's look at three things relative to getting the job done. First, let's get in there. That's right. Let's get in there. Yeah, let's get in there. Let's get in there. Come on, get in there. Go ahead, type that. Get in there. Let's get in the fight. Let's get involved. Be involved. Get in there. Let's not just wait on somebody else to do what you know God has called you to do. Listen, if you don't make the effort to win, you've already lost. You got to get in there. It reminds me of shepherd boy David, that as David was this lonely little shepherd boy who was keeping sheep for his father. And as he was keeping sheep, his brothers were going off to battle. But he had to carry something to them while they were on the front line, while they were on the battlefield. David, being obedient, carried what he had to carry to them. But while he was there, he noticed that the soldiers were reluctant to get in the fight, especially a fight with this giant called Goliath. He just watched them. And Goliath kept taunting all of the Israelites. And David said, why are y'all afraid of this uncircumcised Philistine? Y'all shouldn't be afraid of him. Get in there. Get in the fight. And they wouldn't. So David, little boy David, got in the fight. Oh yes, he consulted the Lord, got three stones. I say small because he put them in a slingshot. And as he got those stones, he addressed this giant. Giant was surprised that this boy would come to fight him. But even out of all his surprise, David was determined to do what he knew had to be done. You know what happened as David stood there before Goliath and he had the rock and he swung and he swung and he swung and he released it and hit Goliath in the head, hit Goliath, knocked him back. David took the giant sword and ended it for the giant. David got in the fight and got the job done. Please understand what I'm saying, my brothers and my sisters. You can't win the fight if you don't get in the fight. Quit being just a spectator, waiting to see what happens so we can criticize and talk about how it should have been done. Get in there. Roll up your sleeves and get to work. Encourage somebody else. Get in the fight. Get in there. Let's handle it. If you're not a part of the solution, you are a part of the problem. Come on, let's get in there. Secondly, let's do it his way. In other words, let's do it God's way. It's great to get in the fight. It's outstanding that you want to be involved in the situation, but now what? If we're going to fight, we need to fight the way God says fight. If we're going to get in it, we ought to get in the situation the way God would have us to be in a situation. Now is the time to be led by the one who already knows the end. Let me say it again. Now is the time to get in a fight with the one who knows the outcome of the fight. It's time to trust God with all of our hearts. As Proverbs 3, verse 5 through 7 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Listen, if we follow the word of God, we already have it. We have the victory. Follow the word of God. Do what the Lord is telling us to do. In the first miracle that Jesus performed at the wedding, at the wedding feast in Cana, look at what Jesus did. But he only did it as he was asked by his mother. When his mother said to him, you see that they are out of wine, Jesus said, what does that do with me? But Mary didn't miss a beat, and she said something to the servants that also speaks to us today. Listen to what Mary told the servants at the wedding feast about what to do. She said, speaking of Jesus, she said, whatever he says do, do it. I got to pause right now. Mary told the servants, whatever Jesus says do, do it. Jesus told them, fill up 6 water pots with water. And they did it. Didn't question, they did what Jesus said do. Matter of fact, they filled it to the brim. And then Jesus told them, serve it to the governor. Now, the servants could have said, I'm not finna serve them any water. They'll kill me. It'll embarrass me. But they did what Jesus told them to do. And they started pouring out what they thought was water, but it was actually wine. And the comment came back, this wine is better than the first wine they served. Because generally, you serve the best wine first and then the worst wine later. I guess some of y'all know about that. But anyway, but the point is, the servants did what the Lord said do, and a miracle happened. The same thing happened today. We have to love what the Lord says and then follow what he says. He tells us to love. We need to do what the Lord says do. He tells us to give. We need to give like the Lord says give. He tells us to forgive. We ought to forgive like the Lord says forgive. Do what the Lord says do. I know you say, well, I'm in financial straits. I don't have enough money to give like the Lord says give. I know the word of God says I ought to tithe and give an offering. But I don't have that much. My brothers and sisters, you don't have that much. You can't afford but to tithe and trust God with all your heart. He says when you tithe and give offerings, he will open you the windows of heaven and pull you out a blessing. You will not have room enough to receive it. And in his word, he says, and try me now, he will. Or prove me now, he will. God said, I never dog dare you to try me and trust me and believe that I'll do what I said I'll do. Because God will do, somebody tell me, God will do what he said he'll do. Hallelujah, yes he will. In your relationships, you're trying to get around folk and hate folk and talk about folk and tweet about folk and Instagram about folk and all this kind of stuff about folk. Listen, just love folk. Do it God's way. You will have a victory if we do it God's way. Forgive. You're forgiving folk, not for their sake. You're forgiving for your sake because you're being obedient to God's word and doing it God's way. Let's get in there and let's do it God's way. Whatever it is, the word of God will tell us how to do it. Don't be like the old slogan of Ford that says Ford had a better idea. Don't have a better idea than God. Trust God in your living. Trust God in your giving. Trust God in your forgiving. Trust God in everything you have to do. Just know that God has it. Not only must we just get in there, not only must we do it God's way, but finally, thirdly, let's give God praise. Yeah. God gets the praise. Why? God gets the praise because God has the power. He has the power to get the job done and get the job done right. Woo! Yes, he does. Out of all that we do in getting the job done, we can't actually truly do it without God. It's God's will, it's God's way, it's God's victory. So we give him the praise. Now, out of all that I preached about doing, out of all these months that we talked about, this is a year of action, and we gotta love, this is a year of action, and we have to give, this is a year of action, and we have to forgive, this is a year of action, and we have to do the things God wants to do. We gotta bless those who curse you and pray for those who spitefully use you. All these things we talked about, you gotta do. All right, let me give you this pronouncement right now. I'm about to make it a pronouncement you probably haven't heard me say, or you may have. This is a pronouncement. Out of all the things I preached and taught for you to do, guess what? You can't do it. I said that. Out of all I said do, we actually can't do it. We can't do it. We can't do it without God. We've got to have God on this journey. I know it doesn't make sense to give like we talk about giving. I know it doesn't make sense to love like we talk about loving. I know it doesn't make sense to forgive like we talk about forgiving. There's so many other things in God's word, and you know in your heart what God has told you to do, that you say in your mind, that does not make sense. But understand, if you do it God's way and you're doing God's will, God will empower you to get the job done. Whew. When we allow God to use us, it does not appear what we shall be or what shall continue to happen, because he will get the victory. What do you mean by that, Pastor? Ephesians 3, verse 20 tells us clearly. First, the ESV, it says, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than we ask or think. Then it says, come, according to the power at work within us. Hallelujah. I got to go King James Version on you. It says, now to him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, but it's come according to the power that worketh in us. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying God has empowered us to do the work. He hasn't empowered us to do evil stuff. He's not empowering us to do mean stuff. He's not empowering us to be fearful. He's empowering us to do the work he's called us to do. He's empowering us to get the job done. He's empowering us to allow his power to flow in us and flow through us, that he might get the praise, the honor, and the glory. Oh, God loves us. God keeps us. Our power to get the job done comes from God. That's why we give him the victory. God will do what he said he would do. It's our job to do our part and let God do his. In other words, do what you can do, and God will do what he can do. Woo! He's done it before. He'll do it again. God does not just have power. God does not just have some power. But God has all power. And he uses his power to get his will done. And my brothers and sisters, it's his will that none should perish. It's his will that none should perish. So what did God do about it? God wanted to make sure that we had a right to the tree of life. God wanted to make sure that we in fact could be saved. So what did he do about it? He sent his son through 40 and two generations who came to this earth and went about doing good. Out of all the good Jesus did, folk did talk about him. Folk did ridicule him. Folk called him everything but a child of God. But Jesus knew that he had a job to get done. That's why he went toward Jerusalem with his face set like flint. That's why he allowed men to do all those wicked and evil things to him. Even after he had communion with his disciples in the upper room, went in the garden to pray, even as he was arrested in the garden, and even as they whipped him all night long, as they took him from judgment hall to judgment hall, he knew there was an end in sight. He knew that he had a job to complete. Can you see our Lord and Savior as they whipped him? Can you see our Lord and Savior as they talked about him? Can you see our Lord and Savior as they abused him? Can you see him as they marched him up to Golgotha's hill and put nails in his hand, nails in his feet, with a crown of thorns on his head? Can you see our Lord and Savior as he's hanging on the cross saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do? But even as he hung there, even as they taunted him, can you see our Lord and Savior, when he decided to die for you and for me, and as he proceeded to give up the ghost, notice the words he said. He said, "It is finished." Y'all got to hear me on the day. He said, "It is finished." In other words, he's saying the job for salvation is done. I've taken on the sins of the world. And the Bible says, and while we were yet sinners, he died. He died for you. He died for me. He died for us. But the story doesn't stop there. They placed him in a borrowed tomb. He stayed there all night Friday. Stayed there all day Saturday. Stayed there all night Saturday night. But join me and say, "But early." I can hear you saying it, "But early." On that Sunday morning, he got up with power, not just some power, but he got up with all power, power over the grave, victory over death. Can you see our Lord and Savior, how he loved us so much that all this power that he has, he gets with his disciples and he says to them, "I need you to do something. All power is in my hands. All power, I have all power, but I need you to do something. I need you to go and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." He said, "I need you to do this. And then if you do this, teach them to observe all things I have commanded you." What did he command us to do? He commanded us to love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, and soul. He commanded us to love our neighbor as ourselves. And then he said, "And lo, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world." Then he ascended into heaven and sent back the Holy Spirit to live in us and to guide us and to direct us and to help us to get the job done. Come on, my brothers. Come on, my sisters. We have work to do. This is a year of action. Let's work while it's day, because night will come when no man can work. God bless you. To God be the glory. We got to give him the honor. Give him the praise. He's God all by himself. What an awesome God we serve. He loves us. And we got to praise him. We're going to praise him because we have a victory. One song says, "Don't wait till the battle's over." You can shout right now. In the midst of what you're going through, go ahead and get in there. Let's do the work. Let's trust him in the midst of the work. Let's get in there and allow God to guide us and keep us in the midst of everything we're going through. Let's get in there. And let's do it God's way, that he might get all the praise, the honor, and the glory. There may be those today who want to get in there. You want to get in the fight. You want to be on the Lord's battlefield. You want to be able to say, "Victory is mine," because God is living in you and guiding you and directing you. Well, the way to do that is just to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Take time right now to just think about it. You heard the message. Just reflect over it just for a moment to make up in your own mind. Do I want to have this relationship with Christ that I can get in there, do things his way, and give him praise? Yes, you can. You can do it. If you want to accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, if you have not been saved, just repeat these words after me. It's a prayer that I would pray. But I'm praying it, but I can't pray it for you. You have to pray this prayer. And as you pray this prayer, heaven is listening. God will hear your prayer and answer. If you want to truly trust God and you believe that Jesus died for your sins and rose from the grave, the Bible says in Romans chapter 10, "If you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God is raising from the dead, you shall be saved." Yes, you repent. "Lord, I want to live for you. I want to turn from my sins." So let's pray this prayer right now. If you want to accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, say, "Father God, I have sinned. I have not been all I should be. I am sorry for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I believe in my heart Jesus died for all my sins and he rose from the grave. I'm willing to trust you, God, all the days of my life. Holy Spirit, come into my life. Help me to be what you want me to be. I will tell others that you saved me. Thank you for saving me. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, let us know. Just go ahead and click right there on the spot that we have on Facebook. Give us a comment. Or even just call First African Baptist Church at 912-233-6597. You can leave a message. We'll get back with you. We're asking you to, first and foremost, everybody can do this. First, accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. Become a disciple of Christ. And then if you like, you can become a member of First African Baptist. But let us know and celebrate with you if you accepted Christ, even if you don't come to be a member of First African. We thank God for you. We're celebrating with you right now. The Bible says heaven rejoices when one comes. So we're rejoicing when those all over the world have listened to this message and decided to make Jesus their choice and decided to get the job done. We thank God for you. We want to remind you to please give. You give on Givelify, G-I-V-E-L-I-F-Y. Pay your tithes, give an offering. I can't stress that enough to you because God blesses you being obedient. Pay your tithes, give an offering. Also, we ask that you please join us in our showcase on this Thursday at 6:30. Join us for our very special showcase and worship factory on this Thursday, at 6:30. Also, please remember all the announcements. Govern yourselves accordingly. And we give God the praise, the honor, and the glory. We thank you. We love you. Let us pray. God, our creator, sustainer, God who loves us and cares for us, God, we thank you for an opportunity to share in worship on this day. We ask that you ever keep us and sustain us. Help us to get the job done. And now we ask that the grace of God, the love of Jesus, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit would rest, rule, and abide us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Then all the people of God say amen and praise God.
Remain connected to us as we build God's kingdom together. Join us on Facebook at the historic First African Baptist Church and our website, firstafricanbc.com. You may also contribute through an app called Givelify, G-I-V-E-L-I-F-Y. May God bless you and thank you for worshiping with us.